Case number 12738, Gwendolyn and Jeffrey Smith seek variances from the side yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115-42 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Russell Street within the Delaware Oyster Farm subdivision, Lot 54. The 911 address is 28272 Russell Street in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 35.05, Parcel 70. Board left this case open at our November 21st hearing to allow a couple of the board members that were unable to attend to listen to that.
Mr. Williamson, have you listened to the case?
I have listened to the case.
Mr. Hastings?
I have.
Okay. Well?
The record was not left open. It is closed, so it's open to the board for discussion and motion.
Questions?
If you have questions.
Mr. Sharp, if the lots or the properties were attached, would the variance stay attached?
So, if you mean like if he ends up consolidating?
Yes.
So if he ends up consolidating them, then there's no need for the variance, because what would happen is that the side where those structures on, I think I'm right on that, Ms. Norwood, if I'm wrong, let me know. But if that lot line is removed, then that's the area where the side yard variances are needed. So there would not be a need for those, because they would comply, that effectively eliminating the side yard setback in that area. So it would be within the building envelope.
And from the video, I understood that the variance was needed, or this process was needed to refinance in order to be able to combine the two lots. If
I'm not sure, I could go back and listen, but they had decided not to move forward with the lot consolidation at this time.
Oh, okay.
Due to some refinancing issues.
Right, correct. Gotcha. But we're thinking about it in the future.
That's correct.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think they were even contemplating it after they had filed the application, but decided it just wasn't feasible for whatever reason.
Right. At this time. We did discuss it in the office.
Gotcha.
With them.
But as it stands, what they've asked for is just on the one lot, and the lots would remain separate, could in theory convey that other lot if they wished, or both lots, or they could, sometime down the road, if they're able to, consolidate.
Or if they got the variance, then they could just go ahead and sell the other lot and keep their deck and pool. I mean,
that's right.
Yeah.
They'd be able to do that.
We also have a prior approval for variance for the shed, correct?
Correct.
That literally sits on the line?
Correct.
That approval was from 2008. I will note that was prior to the Supreme Court's decision in Burleson, which kind of changed how the board looked at its standards.
Further discussion? Mr. Williamson, Mr. Warfel?
No, sir.
I will entertain a motion.
For the record again, that lot 53 is owned by the applicant.
No. It's not, Ms. Norwood? Lot 53, the one to the...
But it is, right?
It is.
You're asking
if it I'm was. Asking that it... I want to affirm that it is.
Verify.
That was my understanding.
That's what I think I remember.
That's my understanding also, but...
Oh, yeah, you have it right up there.
Lot 54 is the lot
Thank you.
For the variance.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12738 for Gwendolyn and Jeffrey Smith for the requested variances. I believe the site has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
I vote nay.
Mr. Warfel?
Mr. Chairman, my opinion is that they created their own difficulty by knowingly violating the setback, so I vote nay.
Mr. Hastings?
I vote aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And aye too, so with a vote of 3-2, the case is approved.